May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 7. God shall alone the refuge be, and comfort of my mind. Too wise to be mistaken he, too good to be unkind. Hymn number 7.
Oh, Let us read from Zechariah, chapters 3 and 4. Zechariah, chapters 3 and 4. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbour under the vine and under the fig tree. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth a headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, A grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hand shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then answered I, and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me, and said, Knowest thou not what these things be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. Oh Lord, we come with one of old, we know not how to pray, or what to pray for aright. And yet, we trust by divine constraint, we can say, Our eyes are up unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Might it please thee, most Holy Spirit, to grant unto us now, hearers and speaker alike, the breath of prayer, that there may be that ascend up unto thee, even those breathings which indicate that need of Christ, that opening of the eyes and the beholding of the wondrous things out of thy law, to be found like one of old sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in our right mind. O grant us reverence and godly fear. May we never enter brashly into thy more immediate presence. But may it be ours to come as dear Ruth came softly to the threshing floor. O Lord, spread thy skirt over us. Receive us in and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy dearly beloved Son, his righteousness, his sin atoning blood, the only hope of Israel. Oh, confirm that hope, we pray, in the hearts of living souls before thee now. Assure their conscience of its part in the Redeemer's blood. Bear thy witness with their hearts that they are born of God. And wherein there may be some even amongst us who desire not these things, who go on as always they did. Lord, we pray over that said time, that season when, according to those appointments made of old, thou shalt cause them to approach unto thee. Blessed is that man whom thou choosest and causeth to approach unto God. We pray, Lord, oh, that thou wouldst work these miracles yet in these last days, that many, oh, shall turn towards Zion, their faces thitherward, shall come with weeping and supplication, with godly sorrow and repentance, to the footstool of thy mercy. Lord, we thank thee for thy mercy. Without thy sweet mercy, we could not live here. Sin soon would reduce us to utter despair. We thank thee for that fountain opened for sin and all uncleanness. May we be again and again washed in that precious flood, yea, washed in that blood of Christ. Oh, hear us, Lord, and help us, we pray, that we might, in that quiet confidence in thee, go forward in the name of the Lord and make mention of thy righteousness, thine alone. We thank thee, Lord, for the work of redemption. We thank thee, oh, for thine unspeakable gift, that favour bestowed, Jesus Christ revealed. Lord, oh, may we live as unto thee. Oh, may we be enabled, oh, Lord, to obey thy commands, to walk humbly before thee all the days of our lives. Do grant us that needed grace, Lord, in all things to acknowledge thee, yea, in every way, in every path, in providence and in grace. We come now, spared, Lord, as we are, through thy mercy. We come now to the return of the Sabbath day. Oh, and thou hast enabled us to enter into thine earthly courts, unworthy creatures that we are. And yet, oh, we would press through that throng to touch the hem, Lord Jesus, of thy garment. Oh, we would receive that healing virtue. We would know, oh, that to be made whole. So, gracious Spirit, lead us on, we pray, and may even this day be as that day of the Son of Man here upon earth, that day which the Lord hath made. May we indeed rejoice and be glad in it. Do sanctify every loss and every cross. Oh, enable us, Lord, to trace thine hand and the goodness of that gracious hand of thine in all our paths, to wise and too good to be unkind. Lord, oh, enable us to trust in thee and to wait upon thee. We read in Scripture, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even he shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. So help us individually, and grant, O Lord, that needed grace to bring the hard cases up unto thee, to lay them before thee. Thou knowest them all together. The secrets of our hearts are revealed unto thee. We cannot, nor would we, hide anything. O Lord, wilt thou stretch forth thine hand? Wilt thou make those mountains flow down at thy presence? Wilt thou guide us by thy counsel? Help us to handle every matter wisely. Lord, we read, such shall find good. Oh, give us that wisdom, we pray, that we may indeed draw from thyself and realize, even in that rough and rugged path, the way I go cannot be wrong, if Jesus be but there. And we would thank thee, Lord, where there are the tokens, thy presence known and found, and pray that even this day, further evidence might be given. For alas, how much militates against the work of grace. How much comes between. What clouds obstruct our view. What fears arise. Unbelieving fears. Oh Lord, we would be rid of them. We would trust in thee, even when we cannot trace thee. So we beg, Lord, oh, that even this day, there may be some portion fall from off the master's table. Like the woman, we would say, the dogs even eat of such. Gentile dogs. Lord, oh, may we taste of those crumbs from off the master's table. Something to suffice our souls. Feed us with the heavenly manna. Grant us those draughts from Bethlehem's well. Further thy work, we pray, amongst this people here. Bless church and congregation. Bless young and old. Bless the ministry, Lord, of thy dear servants as they come in and out amongst them. O Lord, may there be that building up in their most holy faith. Remember the deacons. Help them, Lord, in their office. May all be done with that single eye to thine honour and thy glory. Do thou be mindful, Lord, of the church and the congregation. Oh, may that blessing of the unity of the Spirit be so known and felt amongst them. Lord, keep out the little foxes that spoil the tender vines. May, oh, may there be the building up, the gathering in, the bringing forth, even the bringing to the birth, a travail of souls. Lord, oh, hear the cries of those concerned, and yet get honour and glory unto thy great and holy name. Lord, hear, and in Zion we pray. And we think of our own little flock, thy dear servant, whom we are so thankful is enabled, as far as we understand, to be amongst them. Lord, oh, strengthen him once again in those labours, we pray, and use him to thy glory. And do bless thy servants, one and all, such that have been thrust out into the solemn work of the ministry. Oh, Lord, amidst the disappointments, amidst the depression that often overtakes them, oh, may they realize, thou changest not. Faithful thou art unto thy word. What thou hast said, thou wilt assuredly bring to pass. We pray for thy people everywhere, up and down this land, in other lands. Lord, we ask, oh, for the deepening of the work of thy grace. We pray, Lord, oh, for that support for those in dire troubles, those abroad bearing persecution, suffering famine, deprived of many of what we term essentials of life. Oh, Lord, not only would we pray, oh, we would, Lord, for those abroad, but we would not be unmindful, Lord, of the evils that are rampant in our own land, and the evils that gain that ascendancy, oh Lord, and that creep, oh Lord, even into our churches. Oh, keep, Lord, out that spirit of the world. Keep out, Lord, oh, that influence of the evil one. And may, oh, may Christ be first, and Christ be all. Christ lifted high upon the gospel pole. Lord, we do ask, oh, that thou would stay the hands of those that seek wickedness, those, Lord, who would perpetrate evil, those, Lord, who even rejoice and openly, profanely profess it in those things they seek they have accomplished. And yet such things that must inevitably bring down thy judgments. Oh Lord, we pray thou wouldst raise up faithful men. Men of God, if it might please thee. Men of morality, integrity. Lord, to take the positions of trust in our land. So hear us and help us. But, O Lord, we are reminded, judgment must first begin at the house of God. Lord, oh, we would pray for Zion, the assemblies of thy people. Lord, preserve in thy fear, uphold by thy free spirit. Lord, let not that Pharisaic spirit prevail. May there be that grace of dependence wrought in the hearts of believers, that they wait upon thee continually. O Lord, we pray for a better time in Zion. O, revive thy work, we pray. In wrath, remember mercy. O, turn us again, Lord. Like Israel, it has to be said. Lord, it's so often recorded in the Old Testament, and she sinned again against her God. Oh Lord, we pray for that grace to return unto thee, weeping and supplicating, that crying, weeping betwixt the porch and the altar. godly sorrow, godly repentance. Oh, so hear us, Lord, and grant that the little remnant yet may be strengthened and supported in these dark and evil days. Help us to return thanks for mercies received. Help us, Lord, continually to seek for that washing in the fountain open for sin and all uncleanness. Lord, help us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Oh, keep us faithful, Lord. Keep us faithful, even unto death. And now, Lord, what wait we for? Much we have need of. Oh, do thou in thy rich mercy have compassion upon us, and grant that those necessities may be granted. Lord, and as we come now and turn to thy word, we would thank thee for the means of grace, for an open Bible, as yet none daring lawfully to prevent our gathering together in thy name. O gracious God, we pray, grant clarity of thought, grant clearness of expression, but oh, above all, grant thy Holy Spirit's aid. May we be lifted up out of ourselves. May we each see none other save Jesus only. Oh, Lord, what a mercy it would be if such should be the case and that Christ should be preached. Lord, even as thy dear apostle preached unto the eunuch, he preached unto him Jesus. Lord, so grant it. Unworthy though we are of the least of thy mercy, yet dependent upon that mercy, craving that mercy, we venture again before thee. Oh, so help us and forgive us. We ask all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 411. Come, saints, and sing in sweet accord, with solemn pleasure tell, the covenant made with David's Lord, in all things ordered well. Hymn 411.
Thank you.
help of the Lord, the grace of dependence upon him, we venture to the word you will find in Zechariah from chapter 3. We read the second verse. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? These words, especially the last clause, rested upon my spirit at the beginning of last week. And yet, I turned from them, sought to forget them, as it were, lay them aside, considering that I had not received even that encouragement which is couched in the word. And for that reason, I sought to put it from me. Oh, such is nature. And yet yesterday, having nothing, I felt like this. Well, perhaps it would not be amiss, perhaps to look up, as it were, the context of the word, this word. It might lead me by the Spirit to some portion to bring before you, even this Lord's Day. Well, here we are. The word laid hold upon one spirit, and seeking grace, the mercy of God, one ventures to lay it before you. Zechariah, a contemporary with Haggai, ministered unto the people at a time of much confusion in the land. He was assuredly sent of God to minister comfort and consolation to the weak believers of that day. This prophet of the Lord had returned from captivity, and there was much, alas, even in Jerusalem, that grieved him, and indeed, above all, grieved the Lord, for those things were practiced even in the building of the walls of Jerusalem, which brought not honor and glory unto the Lord God of Israel. And because of this, the office of the priesthood was somewhat held in contempt, and the people, seeing the behavior, we might say, of these, were lax in their worship, and the true believers, the little remnant that yet remained, longing to see those walls of Jerusalem built, were much discouraged on account of the way. The Lord sent this servant of his, Zechariah by name. And, oh, surely it was for this purpose, that he might bring comfort to these weak, weary believers as they had to continue amid such opposition and distress in and around them too. Zechariah was shown certain visions. The Lord showed unto him all those things he would have proclaimed in this manner. And as we come more particularly to this time, oh, how we see in Joshua how that the high priest had returned. He had himself been subject to the Sanballats and Tobias of the day, received much opposition on every hand. But further than this, were there not those mixed marriages? Were there not those things condoned, even amongst the church, which brought distress and God's anger upon the people? Not only do we see this in that way, but we see it as it applies to the high priest in general. There was not that glory now attending their office in the second temple as there had been before. And many an heart was discouraged and, alas, drawn aside by the influences of those around. But then we come to this. Oh, is there not that he has spoken of, even as concerning believers? Oh, such that would, and by the grace of God, did in that measure walk in the way of his commandments. But oh, the difficulties that they encountered, the distresses that they were found in, were such that at times we might put it in the language, ready to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. Oh, to this people did the Lord send this messenger of his to support them in this time of great trouble in the land. I did feel encouraged by the hymns. It is a strange text, I readily confess. Oh, somehow, oh, what grace we need to rightly divine the word of truth. What did you sing? I feel it somewhat aligns with the exercise of one's own soul. Even as we walk through this rough and rugged path, when sore afflictions on me lie, yes, though I am blind, too wise to be mistaken, yea, too good to be unkind, what though I can't his going see, nor all his footsteps find, too wise to be mistaken, he, too good to be unkind. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. And I believe a little delving into this clause in this word will lead us even to the content of the second hymn. These that were spoken to were those chosen vessels of mercy, elect of God, walking in this path of tribulation. I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. The Lord declares through his servant, oh, words of comfort, encouragement, yea, to believe that oh, such as brands plucked out of the fire, they are the especial care of their Lord and Saviour. And he will bring them safely through. What did you sing? Oh, for a heart prepared to sing. How sovereign, wonderful, and free. In all his love to sinful me, he plucked me as a brand from hell. My Jesus has done all things well. And since my soul hath known his love, what mercies has he made me prove? Mercies which all my praise excel, my Jesus has done all things well. The Lord we have in this text, along with Satan, the oppressor, the adversary of the church of the living God. We have, oh, this one, Joshua, this weak believer, assailed by the adversary, as it were, on every front, and yet, in that court of justice, oh, there is that here revealed, wherein the Lord himself takes up that cause of this people chosen from all eternity to be his own and rebukes Satan, even Satan, who is taking every opportunity to take away, if it were possible, that home, that living home in their Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this one, arrayed in the court of justice, is he not a brand plucked from the fire? Have not I, as it were, taken him, chosen him, and and will stand by him. And we see, oh, as it were, couched in the word further, oh, the intercessory work of the Lord Jesus Christ as he stands as that advocate for his people in that court of justice. So, oh, the Lord might be pleased to help one. Oh, we would be enabled to draw attention, as it were, to this harassed believer, this burdened soul. Justice cries out against him or her. Would dethrone Christ as that hope of Israel, who cometh with all manner of accusations, bringing against such all those things which this believer, as Joshua here spoken of, cannot in his own strength nor his own power resist. Friends, how is it with you? Oh, it may be in providence. The Lord knoweth. You stand arrayed before this accuser of the brethren. Your hopes are raised at times. And then, oh, cometh along this arch enemy of the Church of Christ. Oh, many would have us believe today that there is not, oh, such a thing as heaven or hell, not such a thing as a Saviour, a great Saviour, or the oppressor of the saints. It is not the truths that the Scripture reveals. It is not the path that the believer walks in. This one, oh, it is not with him to be subject to that easy believism. The Lord permits these things to come in various ways to try the faith of his people, to put them to the test. There's that permissive will, even for a season. Satan, with Job, was it not, thus far and no further, for a season, able to harass him, that work may be proved. But ye know, and have heard of the patience of Job, and the end of the Lord in all these things. Very pitiful, tender mercy. Oh, weak believer, these are they to whom Zechariah was sent. These are they, the word of God's grace proclaimed in Zion for such that feel themselves also brought down under affliction's pathway, humbled under the mighty hand of God. And yet, oh, 'tis for their souls eternal good. He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. He showed me also Satan, the oppressor, that one as an adversary. He showed me. Oh, Zechariah could say so. He who was sent for the relief of that people, the Lord had showed him. Yea, Joshua, the high priest, filthy garments. He'd showed him, oh, a little of that power of Satan arrayed against this one. And, oh, further, he declares, that the angel of the Lord, that was shown unto him to encourage these people. Their cause was not lost. Their condition was not without hope. The Lord had determined, yea, for the trial of their faith, the exercise of their soul, the burden of these spiritual things, yea, to prove them, to see what was in their heart, whether they would keep those commandments or no. He showed me. And then the Lord, he spake unto Satan. Oh, look again, as it were, to that courthouse. Behold those proceedings. Oh, see this. One described here as Joshua, with filthy garments. How could he stand? How could he continue? The adversary is mighty. Oh, let us not think otherwise. Great power is yet given unto him. But there's one mightier still, the Lord God of Israel. And oh, this one, if I see this aright, oh, this one is set before us here as that comforter of the poor and afflicted in Zion. I will leave in the midst of thee a poor and afflicted people, and they shall call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, friends, is this religion thine? Is this the cry of thine heart unto him? Are thine eyes up unto the hills from whence cometh thy help? Filthy, oh, filthy garments. Behold it. Oh, the wretchedness of our nature. Born in sin, born in iniquity, shapen in iniquity, coming forth from the womb speaking lies. Wretched creature. And such, oh, such did not the Lord intervene, interpose his precious blood. Oh, such should every one of us remain. A brand plucked from the fire. Oh, 'tis said, even to touch some evils. Oh, 'tis to get the hands burnt. But oh, consider, friends, it may be even as a firebrand, which Scripture, I believe, speaks of in one instance. Firebrand. You may feel to be, oh, such an one, even a rebellious creature, fighting against the power of God. But mercy, friends, it reached to Manasseh, one that caused Jerusalem's streets to run down with blood. It reached to a filthy Mary. It reached to a dying thief. A brand plucked from the fire, even a firebrand, a rebellious soul. Friends, there's mercy. Oh, there's grace. There's the wonder of redeeming love. Whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yea, he suffered upon Calvary's tree. He bore the curse of sin while we were yet sinners. While we were sunk in sin, shame, and iniquity. Is not this a brand plucked? Brand, or is it not a piece of dry wood, as it were, in the fire, ready for the burning, ready for the burning, and yet plucked out? Oh, this is that which the Lord so speaks unto Satan. He's mine. I've chosen him. I've plucked him. I've plucked him. What said David? Though my house be not so with God, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Who am I and what am I that thou hast brought me hitherto? He looked back in amazement, as perhaps some even today look back, oh, with utter amazement. The Lord saved thee from that fire, brought thee up out of that danger. Oh, not only would the fingers get burnt, friends, it's thy soul to burn. Oh, I speak carefully. 'Tis, oh, not accepted today in many quarters. Oh, to burn. Burn in hell for an never-ending eternity. Consider, oh, consider what great things he hath done for thee. And the Lord spake. The Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Oh, I speak again, perhaps. They that walk in the path of providence, so adverse to that which they might have hoped, maybe even fondly hoped in early days, but now, oh, cast into those depths. And Satan seemeth to have gotten hold upon them. But friends, oh, weeping. Is there a weeping before the Lord? Set thine house in order. Thou shalt die and not live. And what do we read? Hezekiah, he wept sore. Oh, for that grace today. Weeping, godly sorrow over sin. Heartfelt repentance, the message, yea, of Zechariah to the people, oh, to the people in general, was one of repentance. Turn again unto the Lord thy God. Remember him who hath brought thee up out of the wilderness. Remember him who hath done such great things for thee. To believers, oh see, from what thou hast been saved. And hearken, oh hearken, it may be in the midst of this trouble, dire trouble. Friends, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You find it hard to believe at times. Oh, I speak simply. I speak from a feeling heart. What saith the Lord? He showed me, Joshua, filthy garments. He showed me Satan, waiting at every corner, as it were, to destroy. But he further showed me. He showed me the Lord. And that was heard. Even that rebuke administered unto Satan. A mighty Saviour is Christ. A mighty Saviour. And great sinners, they need a mighty Saviour. I think of Bunyan's allegory. I think, oh, of that time when water was poured upon that little flame. And that onlooker could scarce understand why it was not extinguished until taken behind the scenes. And there he beheld one pouring in oil. Grace, grace into the heart. The Lord saith,
unto Satan. The Lord rebuke thee. He's one of mine. He's one of mine. Filthy garments, yet there is a fountain. He's cleansed. Oh, think of that perfection in Christ. Our poor finite minds cannot comprehend it, cannot attain unto it. And yet there's a pressing through the throng to touch the very hem of his garment. I saw, he showed me. Thus, to return to Bunyan's allegory, he showed me. Grace, oh, grace poured in whilst there was that water, oh, in such quantity, poured upon that little flame, which to all intent and purpose would be expected to be extinguished. And is that the life of God in the soul? I believe it is. While everything seemeth to go against thee, poor Jacob, all these things are against me. I shall come down to the grave with sorrow, with sorrow. Satan, rebuke thee. The Lord saith, Satan, I rebuke thee. Jacob, oh Jacob, I often think of it. Oh, that we could believe. That dear man of God, oh, he proved that God was able to do abundantly more than he could ask or even think. He said, I had not thought, not even contemplated, not considered that I should see thy face, but God has shown me thy seed also, able to do abundantly more than we can ask or even think. He showed me. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Jacob was, as we might say, no saint, a deceiver indeed, filthy garments. But oh, in Christ, believer, look to Jesus. Do we not read how those filthy garments were removed to be seen no more? Do we not read how those sins were laid upon the scapegoat? Do we not see how the Christ bore the sins of his people? And their sins were taken even into the wilderness to be remembered no more. The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord rebuke thee, as if he might say, you cannot touch him, the apple of mine eye. He's mine. I bought him with my precious blood. Friends, mercy. Oh, what a privilege it is to proclaim a free and sovereign mercy. Salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. 'Tis of grace. Grace, and it shines. Shines like the meridian sun. When a poor sinner beholds themselves in Christ, chosen from all eternity, though their house be not so with God, though they have to struggle, yea, against affliction's path, struggle amidst temptation, struggle against those trials, but their strength, Their strength is in their God. Oh, 'tis he that sustains them. 'Tis he that supports them. Satan, says the Lord, ye cannot touch him. Thus far and no further. I bought him with my precious blood. I saved him. Saved him. The Lord rebuke thee. Oh, Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? You feel like a dry stick. Oh, where's the life? Bearing no fruit. But fit for the fire. Fit for destruction. These afflictions, oh, do they not have that in them? Oh, at times a bitter sting which maketh such feel so. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? But a brand plucked. Friends, that speaks of some power way beyond that of man. 'Tis not by might nor by power, but by my strength, but by my power, saith the Lord. Plucked out of that fire. Then think of some of those fires. In life's pathway. Are we not encouraged? Even when that thorn is so painful. But my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Glorify ye the Lord in the fires. That's not nature. That's grace. Satan, what hast thou to do with this vessel? What canst thou do with this? With this one whom thou now harriest, and every opportunity he taketh, doth he not? Every way open unto him, he will pursue. Every path that he can go into and muster, oh, those against this one. Oh, see it. He's mine. Friends, look to Calvary. Look to Gethsemane. Behold the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the day of darkness. This is your hour. The power of darkness, said the Lord Jesus Christ, unto those powers of evil. Now in that little measure, oh, it can be but a little measure. Is it a day of darkness? Oh, such darkness, seemingly intolerable. How can you pursue that narrow way? The Lord rebuke thee. Stays Satan's hands, prevents him from those further assaults. Oh, see it, I say, in Gethsemane. Behold the wonder of God's grace. Christ bore that darkness. Yea, as he went, yea, laid in the grave those 3 days. Oh, gross darkness covered the earth. Such darkness which cannot be described in that little measure. My God, hast thou forsaken me? Forsaken me? Why hast thou? What God? Forsaking God? For that, oh, surely, is what is indicated there. The Father, the Son. My God, my God. Why hast thou forsaken me? that arrow of Satan, that power of darkness. Behold thy Lord. See him in his sorrows. Behold him in his grave. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. But one says, the scriptures declare, the Lord ne'er forsakes his people. How then do we comprehend that truth? I believe only faith can see it. Oh, a little of that fellowship with Christ in his sufferings. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? See the poor sinner. Oh, a sip of that cup. Christ hath borne, yea, drunk it to the very dregs. Now 'tis for him to proclaim that cup of salvation. But fellowship with Christ in his sufferings. Satan, that great adversary of the soul. Oh, he cometh so close. Forsaken. Forsaken and alone. A little fellowship with Christ. Oh, this will bring humility. This will bring sorrow of heart. This will bring grief. Oh, this will bring. Oh, about that religion which is of the Spirit of God. A humble trust, not my will, but thine be done. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. Oh, 'tis thus far. Oh, little did that adversary realize. He was but the pawn, as it were, in the hands of a sovereign God for the furtherance of that work of grace. And perhaps somewhere we might leave this morning, these few broken thoughts. Oh, these afflictions. Satan hath afflicted thee. Satan hath cast all manner of accusation against thee. Satan hath, yea, turned up, as it were, those evils of the heart. He has shown thee thy departures. Reveal to thee that broken law. Made thee know and feel thy wretchedness. And yet, oh, this blessing in Christ. The way is paved for the blessings of the gospel. Christ upon the cross. Oh, see him. Behold him. Yea, there he suffered. Suffered for sinners. That they might be set free. It is finished, he cried, with his expiring breath. Not the cry of one, as might be expected in the very throes of death, but that strong cry, victorious cry. Oh, Satan, what hast thou to show for all that thou hast harassed thine with? Christ is their Saviour. Ye cannot touch him. He's mine. Mine now. And mine for all eternity. Friends, these are great truths. But oh, you sung of the covenant. It's founded there. God's grace. Oh, and that purpose ere time began. A covenant ordered, an everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure. There's the hope. Yea, it is found in Christ. He, oh he, as the Father's dearly beloved Son, came to redeem his people from their sin, bring them forth from that fire, set them at liberty, and bring them at last to that haven of everlasting rest. Well, I trust you'll be able to follow a little broken thoughts. May the Lord use them to his own honour and glory. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?
the collections last Lord's Day were £715, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Sayers will preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 319. How light, while supported by grace, are all the afflictions I see. To those the dear Lord of my peace, my Jesus, has suffered for me. To him every comfort I owe, above what the fiends have in hell. And shall I not sing as I go, that Jesus does everything well? In 319.
Thank you.
may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.